This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The funeral of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died earlier this month, will take place on Friday, according to his spokesperson, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The service will take place at a church in Moscow's southeast district after several locations declined to host the service. The burial is to be at a nearby cemetery. His spokesperson, Kira Yarmish, said many venues refused to take the booking when they heard the name Navalny, with one place disclosing that funeral venues were forbidden to take the service on. Navalny died in mid-February in one of Russia's harshest penal facilities. Many Western leaders have already said they hold Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for his death. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hamas called on Wednesday for Palestinians to march to Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque at the start of Ramadan, raising the stakes in ongoing negotiations for a truce in Gaza, which U.S. President Joe Biden hopes will be in place by then. The call by Hamas's leader followed comments by Biden that an agreement could be reached between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas as soon as next week for a ceasefire during the Muslim fasting month expected to start this year on March 10th. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Wednesday Israel was operating in all areas of Lebanon amid tensions with Hezbollah and other militant groups. Gallant said this was understood on both sides, claiming Israel had killed more than 300 militants since exchanges of fire across the border began after the start of the Gaza war. The relatively low-intensity exchanges have displaced tens of thousands of people and raised fears of a wider conflict between Israel and Lebanon.